Blog Talk Radio.
Moments radio show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of high frequency living worldwide. I'm Mari and we are back. I guess it's Friday and it's been an insane eclipse season, an insane fall. If you're listening to this later as a binge, if we're in fall of 2022, and we've been going through all kinds of retrogrades. I think there's just three planets left of the retrograding planets, and we had our lunar eclipse, and now we're in a full moon, and things are kind of wonky and rocking and rolling, and then, of course, we're going into the holidays and the end of the year. So lots of thoughts about what has been working, what hasn't been working, and I'm wrapping up teaching this year for our 5D Academy. And one of the things that has been coming up a lot is the idea of transformation. And what does that really mean? And, you know, I wanted to sort of share one of the topics that we spent a lot of time on with you, because I felt like as I saw this in our smaller group in the academy, that this is really a big thing that affects everybody, especially at the end of the year. So today, we're going to talk about the difference between 3D transformation versus 5D transcendence. And it's a really, really, really good set of distinctions that were channeled to me, and I really wanted to share them because I think it'll be very, very supportive and helpful to you as you go into your end-of-the-year reflections, as you go into planning for your new year and what you want to accomplished in 2022. And I know it's a little cliche to think about, you know, resolutions and you know, most people are kind of done with resolutions by January 2nd. But when, in the 3D world, but when we're working with 5D frequency, when we're getting fluent in the ability to really interact with your own higher self, to be fluent in your energetic communication system that you were born with, and that's in three parts: your intuition, which is your alert system, your ability to personally channel the language of your higher self, the conversations, rather, with your own higher self, and that's through writing them in your notebook or channeling them into a voice recorder, and your ability to sense and send information telepathically. That's part of those are the three pieces of your energetic communication system. Some of the other 5D abilities that you have built in or is your ability to bring in things that are in energetic form into physical form so that you can interact with them in a physical way in your daily waking life. So that's a little complicated way of saying multidimensional manifesting. When you have everything that ever was going to exist, everything that you think you want already does exist, everything that you don't even know that you want already does exist, and it's a matter of being able to focus your attention and then align with it and transition it from an energetic form into a physical form through the process of alchemy, multidimensional manifesting, et cetera. So that those abilities are actually all built in to you when you're born and you show up here. It's part of your frequency package, your 5D frequency package. Additionally, energetic healing, being able to heal yourself from a frequency-based perspective, and learning how to do all of this under the auspices of energetic infrastructure, which is very different than physical infrastructure. Energetic infrastructure includes, well, physical infrastructure, let's start there. The 3D infrastructure includes time and space and linearity. It also includes the suite of negative emotions. So you blame, shame, guilt, fear, anxiety, panic, all of those things exist in the 3D experience, but they do not exist in 5D. So they're not part of the 5D infrastructural package. The 5D infrastructure package is the complete opposite of 3D in that there's no time, there's no space, there's no linearity, there's no negative emotions. And that gives you a lot more freedom and spaciousness. Everything that ever was going to exist already does exist. It includes using parallel realities and timelines. It includes pretty much collapsing time and space. It's extremely efficient. It's very robust, and it is absolutely a totally different operating system than our 3D physical world. The other ratios you need to remember, and I've talked about this on other shows, but if this is your first time here, you just need a reminder, always remember that 5D, your 5D abilities, your energetic frequencies were meant to be 80% of the load. They're supposed to carry 80% of the load of your life. The 3D is meant to be the logistical, physical experience and carry 20% of the load. Most people, the opposite, and, you know, don't even really get anywhere near 20% in frequency, even if they are, going in those directions. Because what we do, what's happened is the whole frequency conversation has kind of been spliced and diced and cherry-picked. And the way that it's presented out in the mat to the masses is, you know, oh, let's manifest, but we don't worry about fluency in ability to personally channel your own higher self. Your higher self governs the 5D aspect of everything. That's the grand poobah, if you will, of the 5D side of you. Your 3D embodied mental mind, your intellect, your rationality, and your ability to analyze all that, your 3D mental mind governs your physical 3D life experience, right? So the two of them are meant to work together. But when these things have been sort of cherry-picked apart by marketers and teachers and coaches and all this over the years, they were taken out of context. So then people just focus on the energetic healing piece. So they just focus on the, you know, reading cards piece and predicting things, which is not part of the energetic communication suite. Mediumship and psychic development is not what I'm talking about when it comes to your 5D frequency abilities. That's another, you know, another process altogether. But that's what happens. They pull out the sexy pieces, and people get kind of globbed onto the sexy pieces, but they don't have the whole infrastructure. So it's like when they do that, I always channel these shows, and the analogy they're giving me is it's like building a house, and you think you're getting the whole house, but all you're getting is the faucet in the upstairs second bathroom to the right sink. You know, that's what you're getting when you say, oh, I'm going to have a spiritual practice of just yoga or just pulling cards or, you know, a little bit of angels over here and, dowsing rods over there and some crystals and then maybe some journaling. And it's like saying, okay, yeah, I'll have a faucet from bathroom two. And, oh, I like the brick down in the basement. And then, oh, wait, the slate in the back of the house. Oh, and the curtains over there. No, I'll take that. And then expecting to have a whole house run from that. Right? So the fluency piece in your 5D frequency abilities is should be top priority. When it's not there, we lean into our intellect. We lean into our analytical abilities, and we get very well rewarded in general society with that, right? If you're that person who is able to sort of conform, you're probably not on this, listening to this show at all. So I'm going to feel fairly safe that, you know, unless you're kind of on your way out of those kinds of constructs, churches, corporate, those types of things, if you're kind of on your way out of it or at least waking up within those constructs and saying, maybe there's something else. You know, I know I have people who join the show coming from those paths, and that's fantastic that you're awakening and seeing what else is out there and what else is available to you. But regardless, when we piecemeal this stuff, we really do ourselves a disservice. And your frequency stuff, this 5D fluency, your 5D abilities, you need to look at it more as an overlay over your physiology. So this is not a spiritual practice. This is not a religion. It's not dogmatic. This is really the equivalent, the energetic equivalent to blinking your eyes and having a circulatory system and having, you know, the ability that all your senses, your taste and touch and smell and hearing and sight and all of that, it is an overlay over your physiology. And it's meant to be integrated and walk hand in hand with your physiology. That's why you have the governing, you know, your governor of your 3D side is your mental mind. The governor of your 5D side is your higher self. The two are meant to work together. Your higher self will download that new information to your embodied self. And if you're able to interpret it appropriately, you will find that life takes on an entirely different flavor, cadence, expression. And when you are a leader, when you are a creator, when you are embarking on the path of the modern mystic, when you have a mission, when you are on the edge, call them edge workers, when you're, you know, we've called everyone light workers for a long time. Then I started calling everyone advanced light workers, then light leaders. And a term I had heard recently a few months ago was edge workers, the people who are like right on the edge of society, not just always sort of, you're going through life with the machete, creating the pathways, not following down somebody else's previously worn pathways, right? So when you are in that, those stages and you know that you have a mission, that you have a deep desire to accelerate, and a deep desire to accelerate your own personal success, but to impart something. You may not be able to put your finger on it exactly, and that needs to unfold. When you have that, then the higher self governs over that entire process. The higher self wants to help you step by step. Your higher self is there and available to be conversational with you. Why? Because it is you. It's the energetic side of you. And, you know, we are taught in dogmatic systems that we're these bodies with these little spirit inside of us and then this God over there and this spirit maybe thing inside of us, and we have to sort of pray and ask for favor and all that to get that attention of that bigger thing out there. We're over here, that separate kind of approach. And it's really not that way. What we are is these big giant balls of energy, and we make a choice to have a small portion, symbol-sized version of ourselves take on an embodied experience so that we as a whole can have a tangible physical experience and advance ourselves in both physically and energetically. So we allow a small portion of our grand energetic self to jump into a body car and have an embodied experience. We give it a name, Jamie. And now the embodied version of Jamie drives around in her physical body car, but the vast majority of her is acting as her higher self as she navigates the world in the physical body car. With her, within that physical body car, her mental mind is helping her, you know, be the logistician, keeping her safe on the planet. The higher self keeps her even more safe on the planet because the higher self is the navigation system, right? So when you're not fluent, it's like driving from New York to California with no navigation system. Will you get there eventually? Maybe. But will you get there quicker if you have some sort of navigation system? Clearly, right? And you want your, you know, I always talk about the submarine and, you know, driving around, you know, moving the submarine around the bottom of the ocean with no periscope, with no sonar, with no radar could be, you know, quite a harrowing experience. But with those instruments for feedback and for, you know, foresight, hindsight, all those things, we have, you know, a viable mode of getting around underneath the sea and doing the research, et cetera, et cetera. So all that being said, how does this fall into our ideas for change? How do we approach change? How do you, as the modern mystic, you as the leader, you as the creator, you as the edge worker, you as that special being that's here to embark something on something amazingly heartfelt for yourself and possibly expanding out into a mission for more than yourself, right? Whatever that mission might be, it might be writing a book, it might be acting in a play, it might be pursuing whatever that burning desire is, or many burning desires. It's not, oh, there's never just one life purpose. People, you know, ask me that all the time. What's my purpose? What should I be doing? And there's no should. The question is, what makes your heart sing? And that will start to give you the direction. You don't know, then that's something, that's the conversation, kind of conversation you sit down and have with your higher self. When you're fluent in how your higher self speaks, how your higher self uses messengers, how your higher self uses signs and symbols and synchronicities to support the downloads that it presents to you, when you're fluent in how to channel those downloads and understand when your higher self is ringing the doorbell saying, hey, I got a message for you, here it is. And when, so you know your physiology, how's your physical body react when your higher self is ringing the doorbell to send you a message? How does your physical body respond? It does. They're interconnected. When you're not aware of this, all this transformational stuff really takes on an arduous, you know, an arduous configuration. So what I wanted to talk to you today about is, how do we change? How do we make these changes that we want to make once and for all? How do we do that? When I say once and for all, I say it with a caveat of fluidity. So what I mean is, I say once and for all, there's nothing finite in the infinite. So when I say once and for all, it's really for your 3D mind to be able to say, yeah, I would love to just lose weight finally once and for all. Oh, yeah, I'd love to just find that relationship that's going to fulfill me once and for all. Yeah, I would love to have my cash flowing just once and for all. Yeah, I'd want to have that successful business once and for all. I want to finish that book once and for all, right? That's how our 3D mind thinks. So that's why I speak in very linear terms, especially when I'm on the radio show. I can go very nonlinear in the academy, but because everybody's primed for it. But on the shows, I try to stay as linear as possible so you guys can follow along. And, you know, when we have this higher self engaged, active, and having that ongoing two-way conversation throughout the day, where you're turning for even the most micro of decisions and asking our higher self, hey, you know, should I have Brussels sprouts today or cabbage? Like, what do I know? What does my body need right now? You know, and when you start to make those little micro decisions, everything from should I go to get gas right now or should I go to the grocery store, to, you know, should I work on this project or that project? Should I interview for this job or that job? You know, as you get bigger and bigger, you get bigger and bigger decisions. You want to teach yourself how to interact with your higher self and understand the parameters of how that higher self interacts back with you. So let's assume you have all of that. Well, here's what can happen when it comes to the art of change. So a 3D transformation, when we hear the word transformation, is a very popular word, right? Every success coach, every kind of coach talks about transforming. Transform your relationships, transform your business, transform your online business, transform your residual income, transform your health, transform your weight, transform from a smoker to a non-smoker, you know, and on and on and on. Transform from a wallflower to a sexy, you know, vixen. Transformation is a very, very popular word. And you know what? For the most part, we like it. We like the word until we sign up for something and we all of a sudden see all of the work that needs to be done for that transformation to actually happen. It's unbelievable when you hit the personal trainer, and it all seems fantastic when you're looking at their before and after pictures of all their clients and all the testimonials, and you know, you look at the keto people and they're all losing weight. Oh my God, look at that, you know, and even the little makeup artist people on YouTube, and they're there before and after, especially in America. Well, I guess worldwide, we get very hung up on before and after. but they never talk about the in-between, right? You know that People magazine that comes out and it's like how many people in the last year have lost 100 pounds? And, you know, there's always the before picture and the after picture and everybody gets all fired up. This is my year. This is my year. But they don't talk about the days where the person's getting up and they didn't want to do it. Or when they backslid and said, you know what, I have to have a piece of toast. I know I'm doing keto, but I just can't not have this piece of toast. And then they go back, you know, they start to backslide and the sugar grows up and the cravings start and they have to go back to the, you know, starting it over again and hitting the keto flu again. And that's all part of it, the plateaus and all the ugly side, the dark side of the dream is what I've always called it. Every dream has a dark side. It has a shady side. It has a gray side, you know. And people have a tendency to pedestalize, you know, people. I've seen that in the private sessions I've done where people are very gracious and talk to me about, you know, the show and it's changed their life. And they know all the stories because they've been listening to over 200 shows. And I'm less like, this is my first time meeting them and they're telling me like my whole life story. You know, it's like, wow. You know, how much exposure, how much people perceive. And if I say, you know, I've had certain clients that say, you know, I had a really rough week. They're like, you did? You have rough weeks? Really? You know, like, really? This comes hard to you sometimes? I'm like, yeah, it does, because there's the human condition, right? And there's also the pathway. Transformation is a path. It's not a static thing. It's a dynamic thing. So although people sell it like it's a static, you know, ba-da, you know, they put the flag down on the moon. You know what it took those guys to get to be able to put that flag down on the moon? You know what it actually takes to get that Olympic medal, you know, to actually get there? Like, we tune in before these kids are on the podium, you know, running and jumping and doing their thing and standing on that podium. But they've been doing this stuff. They've been groomed for this since they were 5 years old, you know, and they've gone through every kind of up and down and that you could possibly think of. So as we're thinking about our transformative process, we get overwhelmed. And it starts out with all the best intentions and, you know, ask any personal trainer what's the hardest thing about their job, and it's keeping people engaged, right? Keeping people going through the ugly parts, through the tough parts, right? And getting them to not quit. Yes, that's any career coach. You ask them, that's any coach. And they'll say, you know, people, are you, one of the questions that, you know, coaches teach coaches, new coaches to ask is, are you coachable? Like, are you ready to change? Are you ready for the dark side? You know, it's not great in marketing to, I have an MBA in marketing and I did marketing for many, many years and obviously still do in this online space, but it is very hard to, you know, lead with, you know, transformation is super hard, but you should do it anyway, you know, that kind of thing. It's usually like, let's focus on the end result. What are they going to get? You know, and that's what you want to know. Like, can you fix this? Can you fix this? Can I, you know, well, not without you, I can't. You know what I mean? Like, I can't just, like, nobody's going to wave the magic wand. But here's the thing. And this is so amazing when they start to channel, but my guys started to channel this to me, and then I started to teach it in the academy. And this is why I said, I got to bring this back to the radio show. Transformation is actually on the 3D line. So let's think about railroads, right? So we have the 3D line, like the A train and the F train, right? So you have the 3D line, and then you have the 5D line, okay? Transformation falls on the 3D line. Transformation implies, you know, that we're going to use our intellect and our analytical abilities and our logic and our linear goal setting strategies, and we're going to step by step, check by check, you know, task by task, tactic by tactic, one foot in front of the other, backslide, get some coaching to not backslide, you know, all of that. Go to Instagram, get a little pop of inspiration, and keep trudging along towards this goal, right? That's the 3D transformation track. You can flower it up if you want. You can have great inspirational music, and you can listen to, like, the motivational speakers, and you can, you know, do all kinds of things to make yourself feel great on this track of transformation. But if you're only doing it from a 3D perspective, and you're staying on the traditional sense of what the transformational path is, you're on for a long, slow often inefficient boat to China. You just are, because 3D is always slower. 17 seconds of energetic frequency focus is equivalent to 3 hours of physical work. 17 seconds of energetic physical focus is equivalent to 3 hours of physical work. So what we have is a long, drawn-out process for if you just use 3D alone. If you're not fluent in the language of your higher self and you're looking to another human being to tell you the next step for yourself, it can also get you into quite a few weeds. People have a tendency to give advice through their own filters. So, for instance, you don't want to go to a dating coach who kind of hates men. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a woman who wants a guy, it's probably not a good idea to go to a dating coach who has those filters. It's also when people go to psychics, and I used to certify psychics, when they go to the psychics, like, one of the reasons why the whole psychic thing is not the best of the best to get regular ongoing advice from is because it always goes, the answers come through that psychic's personal filters. So some of the better ones certainly can sort of put, you know, arrest that and just flow, but many can't. So there's that, right? So when you're on that 3D transformational track, that's why it's inefficient. Now, the other side, what happens when we add in 5D to this transformational process? What happens when we start to sense instead of just think? What happens when we are able to talk to our own higher self and have our higher self, not some coach, in their entirety, but our higher self, weigh in on what the steps should be? What happens when we are fluent in that language of our higher self, where our higher self can be that navigation system? Our higher self can help us to skip steps, because your higher self can see the entire trajectory. Your higher self can go to the, now this is, follow with me here. There's a version of you that already exists that has the transformation that you're seeking. Your higher self can go out to that version of you and pull back, translate, bring that energy of that doppelganger, of that version of you that's already won or done this book, written a book or whatever, and bring back the steps that she took to get there and the steps she skipped. Right? Your higher self is like your DNA, your fingerprint. It's customized to you. It wants the most efficient. It's on your side. It wants the most efficient route for you possible. So when it's one thing to know that this all kind of exists and to hear it on a tertiary level. It's another thing to have a fluent two-way conversational relationship with it even when you're awake, in your waking state. It's great to sit down and meditate. It's great to do all the breath work and everything. But if you can't get the message because you can't translate it because you don't know where it's coming from, you sit in a lot of this stuff and just wait around. And then before your higher self can even connect because you're not fluent, your mental mind is hijacking you, saying, okay, we're meditating now, but I've got to get to yoga, then I've got to do the laundry, then I've got to get to that meeting, and what's the to-do list, et cetera, et cetera. So when you incorporate your 5D abilities, the 5D infrastructure, no time, no space, non-linearity, you introduce speed in most cases. Sometimes your higher self will slow you down because they'll say, you know what, you're not ready to receive this. We're not going to put you in that situation because you'll blow it. We're going to put you over here so that you can learn this piece. And then we'll top your best idea. And we're going to present you with something that you could have never thought of because you weren't there. That's how your higher self thinks. That's how it operates. As leaders, creators, modern mystics with a mission and a deep desire to accelerate your own success, transcendence is the way to go. It's the way to go because what transcendence means is you're transcending the physical experience through the use of energetic principles. Energetic connection, your own vast infinite self now is a major player in the process. And now you are on 5D infrastructure, which absolutely overtakes 3D when it comes to efficiency. And when if you want magic and you want that feeling of awe, not just the feeling of, okay, got it done, but that feeling of awe, oh my gosh, what just happened? Whoa, that's insane. That feeling, transcendence is the path. That's the train you want to be on, is the 5D transcendence train. The 3D transcendence train, transformation train, is like when you're on the East Coast. I used to live on the East Coast until about 6-7 years ago. And you have the local train, which goes to every single stop along the way. And then you have the express bullet train that skips it has like 3 stops. It skips all the rest of them. And it goes much faster. So the 3D transformation track without the 5D fluency is the local. Every little home. Have you ever signed up for something and it was just like you got all these downloads? I had done this with a coach, a business coach, and it was like her premise sounded so good, so good. And I was like, oh, my God, I've been needing this. Oh, my God, I've been needing this. And then when I got into her program, I looked and it was just like, I don't know, hundreds of modules and like 17 different types of tech and integrating systems, and you need a huge team, and you need, oh my God, I was like, how is it that I know I can get my work out to the world easier than this. I know I can do this. And I got so overwhelmed, and God bless her, because it was, you know, if you're one of those people that likes War and Peace, she's, yeah, okay. But it was all on the 3D track. So it was just arduous. It was exhausting. And I knew intuitively once I got, in there, I said, this is, I started resisting, procrastinating, and just then I made an empowered decision. And see, that's the difference. 3D is going to resist and procrastinate. 5D is going to say, okay, well, you needed to get in here to get some exposure to things because your 3D mind is saying, well, what if we try it this way? So now you've exhausted that. You've gotten in here, you've seen this, and you're saying, you know what? From the higher self, from my 5D side, this is not the right fit. This is just not the right fit. I allowed that to be a stepping stone to something that was the right fit, right? Something that was just more straightforward and not so many layers and layers of steps. But in her head, because she was, she wanted to just load it up so that you felt like you're getting all this stuff. And it was absolutely incredibly overwhelmed. So, and I wasn't the only one who was saying that. It was just like you kind of felt like you were being a fire hose. Now, in the beginning of any transformative process, it is often normal to feel like you're being fire hose because what we're doing is we're asking you to drop away all the old stuff, as much of the old stuff as you can, and to adopt new stuff that your mental mind doesn't necessarily trust yet. It is hard for your mental mind to trust all on its own. The stronger relationship that you have with your higher self, when you start to get in a jam emotionally and say, oh, I'm anxious, I'm scared, I'm this and that. If you don't have the fluency with your higher self, you kind of just sit, and then you call your friends, which is the worst thing. If you do have the relationship with your higher self and you're having that two-way conversation, then you get, it's going to narrate the situation for you step by step by step. You can channel with your higher self 24/7. You can't talk to your friends 24/7. You drive them crazy. But your higher self is sitting right there, ready for the next conversation, ready for the next download, ready for the next direction, ready to send you the next messenger, ready to send you the next sign so that you can feel encouraged and those mystical experiences where you just say, wow, I think 3D and 5D just French kiss because I just had this awe-inspiring experience. Holy moly. It was like, I experienced the divine, like right here in 3D. Holy moly, how did that happen? When you have that awe, do you want just a sense of muggle-esque, like, okay, that's cool, I get a gold star for that? Or do you want that rich, deep, connected, awe-inspiring, emanating, resonant experience where you know within every cell of your body that you're lit up with light, where that you're connected in, that what you're doing or what you're experiencing or what you're desiring is possible, is on purpose, is going to help others, or it's just going to deeply, 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 passionately satisfy yourself. That's okay. And in fact, that's the best place to start, is to ask yourself, what deeply, deeply resonates with me? What deeply, deeply helps me to feel satisfied, to feel passionate, engaged? What makes my heart sing? Because within your heart singing is the seeds, are the seeds for the mission that goes to the outer. You see, the first thing we need to focus on is what's going to nourish you? What's going to fuel you? When you're talking about 5D transcendence, you're talking about, it's like putting your phone, when you're in 3D transformation, it's like having your phone, your great iPhone, but it's not plugged in. It's just running off the battery. And the battery's running down. Then it has to plug back in order to progress, right? When you're talking about transcendence, you're plugged in. You're plugged into the bigger source, to the actual true power plant. So now you're not putting all of your eggs in the basket of the celebrity trainer, or, you know, how much money you spent to be in that program, or how many steps or how many stars you got, right? You are the star. You are that resonant energy. So this is a game changer, game changer. The transcendence, 5D transcendence is what I want you to consider as you're thinking about now your, I don't like to use the word resolution, but your resolutions for the new year. Your resolution, when you say the word resolution, I know when I say it, the energy just drops. It just feels heavy. It feels arduous because we have, it's almost a joke because we have these, we have a kind of a very assumed high failure rate. Every year the news always comes on about New Year's resolutions. It's a whole theme in the media and the copywriting space and the advertising agencies. I used to work for the agencies. And it was always like, okay, we've got to talk about the failure of the New Year's resolutions. Like every magazine, every art department and every copywriting department, every agency, every blog, they all talk about that, you know, and transformation resolutions. And by, you know, January 15th, it's all over. By January 8th, it's over. Like, you can't talk about that anymore. You know, it's just done. Transcendence, though, when you add in the energetic piece, now it's like your own mosaic of miracles. Because now every mundane step that you take, when it's connected to the frequency-based engine, you have the chance to have awe in even the micro decisions that you make, even the micro decisions. I remember going to Starbucks and fighting with myself and about what I wanted to get. And I asked my body, I asked myself, okay, what would you most like desire? What's going to make your heart sing? And I remember my head saying, you know, don't get a chai tea. I love chai tea. Don't get a chai tea. It's too much sugar. Da, 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 da. And I always listen to my frequency over my mental mind. And I had a choice to get a basic iced tea or to get a chai tea. And I got the chai tea. And in the past, if my blood sugar is too high or something and I get the chai tea, I will get really tired. Like if it's out of being like, if I want the chai tea because of a negative reason, like I'm trying to escape or I'm trying to, avoid, to procrastinate, or, you know, it's my body isn't asking for it, my frequency isn't asking for it, but my mental mind is like, you know what, I just feel like having, it's like habituated, my body will have those negative effects. But when I listen in and the guidance, that transcendent guidance, that connected frequency says, the chai tea sort of lights up and it just feels like, yeah, yeah, I think that's the right thing for me today. It feels that way. Not I think that or I need that. Not the need, but the feel. It just lands like no ill effect, no blood sugar issues, no losing out, no nothing. No allergic, any allergies to milk, nothing. It's just like an elixir, and that's it. It's one and done, right? But when you make your micro decision from a connected, frequency-connected way, then your macro decisions can be much more trusted, right? Because now you're starting to see the benefits of just those small micro decisions. So when you come to the bigger decisions, like career change or the business start or the whatever you want to do, the new relationship, should I marry this person or not, all those things, you don't want to necessarily start your big conversations with, a higher self that you don't understand, don't know how it works, and are not fluent with on those big things. You'll spook your mental mind will then put in all kinds of barriers, right? So the engaging in 5D transcendent tools rapidly speeds up your results. And when you fine-tune your deepest desires and you light up, they will light up the exact road for you to take. The most wonderful thing is that your higher self will often skip major steps. And it's really, really so much more efficient. It does no one any good, higher self, embodied self, all the powers that be, for things to drag. Nobody's trying to teach you horrible lessons, drag you and you and all the stuff that they say and all the dogs and stuff. It becomes arduous when, you're not as fluent as you need to be, right? So this year, as you're, ending the year, you might want to start by asking transcendence or transformation. How can I integrate my energetic abilities, my magical abilities, my frequency-based abilities with some of the logistics of that transformative process? How can I take my current checklist and elevate, transcend the physical, and engage the energetic, all of my best ideas? Your higher self will always top your best idea. You come up with something that you think is just fantastic, and because your sight is limited, remember 20% embodied self, 80% higher self. So, mental mind 3D experience, limitation. 5D experience, infinite. Right? So you kind of want to be in with the infinite side, right? Because there's all kinds of ideas you haven't even thought of. Much easier ways to get the things that you want or need. So as you're going to contemplate the end of the year and to evaluate, what you accomplished, what you didn't accomplish, what you want, to accomplish next year, transcendence. Start to just say the word over and over again. What does that mean? Show me what that means for me. Show me what that means for me. For me personally, I have been evaluating how I want to work, how I want to express this. How do I want to facilitate others? How do I want to teach? What's going to make my heart sing? And I enjoy teaching in groups. I really do. And I've noticed that there are certain people that sort of pop, that pop, and they sort of leap out in front in the sense of they have a mission, they have drive, they have talent, and they have a thirst for the energetic, a thirst for that frequency-based stuff. And I've worked with them in a lot of different ways, in group coaching, and, I have what we call VIP coaching days where people fly in from all over and work with me one-on-one in person on the beach here in La Jolla, and I customize and channel a whole day or two. Most of the time it's two because they fly. We have our Summit by the Seas and different things. And I've tried all different types of things, privates and groups and all that. And I ask myself, every year I evaluate, okay, how does this business want to express through me? How do I want to express through it? right? How do I want to transcend? You know, what do I do that drags my energy where I'm just like, oh my God, I'm never doing that again? And what do I do that elevates, that where I feel better after that day than I did when I started, right? And what I realized was I love the in-person stuff. I love when people fly in and I can show you around my world and the energy vortexes and the ocean whispering and all the things. I love to see people who have a mission, you know, who have a real deep commitment and passion, but they just confused about how to get it from point A to point Z. They, you know, I have clients who are working on books and films and all different types of, you know, healing modalities and a variety of different things. And that really, really jazzes me up to see, like, how can we apply this to something meaningful that's going to reach out way beyond where I'm going to reach, right? And so I decided to create something that I've actually never done this before. And there's only going to be two spots for it because I can only do this whole full customized thing with a couple of people. So it's called the Transcendence. It's called Transcendence, the 5D Fluency Intensive. And there's only two spots. It's a completely customized 6 months with me. So you will work with me. We will strategize. I will channel an entire curriculum just for you, one-on-one. It'll include, you know, various containers, various ways of working together, you know, over our Zoom calls and, you know, private sessions and some self-paced study and some VIP days and et cetera. And the focus is on your first crafting your personal mission, your vision, your goals, and getting you then applying the 5D fluency tool to all of that. So first we're going to focus on getting you fluent in those tools. And then we're going to focus on the application to your own personal bucket list of what you desire for yourself. It could be the houses, the cars, the relationships, the losing weight, all that kind of stuff. And then on really fine-tuning your mission and your deeper desires to accelerate the success of those missions, of that mission, right? And so I know what I've watched over, gosh, 10 years of doing this work now. I know what I've watched, you know, the people who really flourish and the people who flounder, because it's both. It's what happens when you're doing this type of work. And the more fluent I have, the ones who get more and more fluent, the mission unfolds day by day, you know, and it's fascinating to see that kind of formation of energy that just flows and their ability to interpret that and then to make tangible use of it in the physical world. So we're not trying to bastardize the 3D process at all. What we're trying to do is transcend it. That doesn't mean eliminate it. That means integrate it with magic, integrate it with frequency, integrate it with the connection to the infinite, to your own infinite. And so you talk about making a heart sing, you know, because it was funny. I was on a call the other day with a guy and I said, you know, he's talking to me about his career and stuff. And he's like, I just don't know what I should do. I said, well, when you're talking about career, you really want to focus on right livelihood. And that's different than like a career path. Right livelihood is the first question you ask is, what's going to really make my heart sing? The second question you ask is, where I can make more money than I know what to do with. Because you need cash flow. Cash flow is frequency. Cash flow is energy. It's exchange. It's not about get this cheap or get, you know, and that, you know, cheap in, cheap out, all that kind of stuff. It's what can you do that's going to make your heart sing, because then that makes you more generous and give you more money than you know what to do with, which also creates generosity. And that's in a schedule and a time, and, you know, that schedules the way your best rhythms work so that you have that time, freedom, flexibility as well. That's right livelihood. That's different than career path, right? And so in this program, what I really want to focus on is that development process, that deep, nourishing, curated, customized program. And I'm just going to do this for two people. And make it very, very simple. If that resonates with you, I know there's somebody out there that does. If it resonates with you, we'll just get to know each other a little bit and see if it's a good fit. because it's, you know, it's an intensive, it's an investment in yourself and in your mission. We want to make sure it's the right fit. So it's one-on-one for 6 months. You can just email me at support@ahamomentsinc.com, moments with an S, INC.com, ahamomentsinc.com, and just say, I'm interested in the Transcendence Program. That's all you have to say. And let me know, you know, and you know, let's talk. And that's it. But I, you know, because I want to keep it simple. And I just felt, in my channeling, I felt like what would really help, like, transcend me to the next level? Like, how do I really want to work? And this came up. So I just decided, well, you know what? This, after I had this big conversation from Transformations of Transcendence, I said, you know, this would be very interesting to work on. So two spots. I have two spots. They'll be individual spots. So it's not like you're going to be, you know, doing things with the other person. But you know, it's one-on-one, 6 months, and we'll start in January. And so it'll be January to June of 2022. And fully customized, and let's get those goals going. Let's get that book, you know, written. Get you moving on that mission, but with the fluency piece, the 5D fluency overlay, so that you have the magic to mix in with that mundane and to really accelerate your experience. If you want to experience awe, you want to experience that sense of connection, that deep knowing, having those mystical experiences, but also with your eyes open, walking through the mundane world, noticing your mundane world, talking back to you in a magnificent way, that's who needs to reach out to me. If that's what you feel that really resonates, then I would love to hear from you. Absolutely would love to hear from you. So that's the Transcendence Program. Let me know. And I will get back to you very, very quickly. You just email me at support@ahaway. Don't do it to that one. That's support. support@ahamomentsinc.com. So I think that's it for tonight. I wanted to just really, really inspire you to, you know, over the holidays and, you know, going forward, ask yourself, just say the word over and over again. Say it three times, transcendence. 5D transcendence, 5D transcendence. What does that mean for me? What does that mean for me? How can I integrate this into my world at this time? See what you get. Pull out your journal, see what you get. And again, if you'd like to work with me directly on this, I would love to hear from you. So just send me an email at support@ahamomentsinc.com. We can chat about it, see what, you know, what makes sense for you, and take it from there. All right? Okay, everybody, it is late here in La Jolla. I'm going to jump off now and have a great, great holiday season. If you're binging this way after the show is over, then I hope you had good holidays whenever they were closest to you. but in any event, have a great rest of your day. And I'll talk to you soon. Take care.